Why am I here? One of the biggest questions that mankind has ever asked himself. What am I doing here? What is my purpose? Is there really a meaning to my life? Or am I just existing, perhaps for no reason? Many here in this room today, came to Jena because of the university. You came to get an education, or in your case, to give an education. And so you had a reason, you had a purpose for coming to Jena. And for many of us, I'm sure there was the intent there, get the education to provide a better life for yourself, a better life for your family, perhaps a better life for everybody around you. We have a purpose, we have an intention in why we came here. But even when we have this purpose, why we came in the first place, you might be able to relate to the fact that many people along the way start to ask, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this really my calling? Is this why I'm supposed to be here, or did I miss it? Is there something else that I'm supposed to be doing? I've experienced many times that people have looked at me and said, oh, well, for you, it's obvious and clear. You are on a mission from God. As a pastor, of course, you're walking closely with God absolutely every minute, and you have no self-doubt, and everything you do is filled with meaning. Well, reality looks a little bit different sometimes. And it's easy for us to start to think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. As one person put it once, it may be greener, but it's just as hard to mow. And frankly, you're not the only one who has suffered from self-doubt. If you've wondered if I or anybody else has ever had the same conflicts or doubts or questions that you have, I can assure you, yes, we have. Frankly, I don't know anyone who has never suffered from self-doubt. Self-doubt is something that is very, very common among us. And so, again, the question, what is my purpose? Many young people have a hard time figuring out what they want to do with their lives, and they work on that for a very long time, and when they think that they've got it figured out, shortly thereafter comes the midlife crisis. We never seem to get out of this mill somehow, if we just live our day-for-day life. So what are we really here for? Does God actually have a mission for me? Or is that only for a select few? Many times, we want to figure out how something works. It's a good idea to go back to the beginning, to figure out the original intent. What was the idea from the very start? In Genesis 1, we read the story of creation. We read about how God made human beings. And I want to read about God's intent for us from the very beginning. I'll be starting with Genesis 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." The crazy and beautiful thing is, God made us to bear his image. And in that function as an image bearer, we are to rule over the earth. This is a beautiful picture. We are made to reflect an all-knowing, ever-present, and perfect being. He holds us in such high regard that he places his image in us and asks us to take care of his creation, one another, and the natural world. I could go on for a long time about what a beautiful picture this is and what an amazing honor God has bestowed on us. But there's an obvious problem to be dealt with. This beautiful picture doesn't line up very well with our reality. We're a long way from being perfect creatures. And although we've certainly gained quite a bit of mastery over the natural world, we know good and well that most of the conversation today is dominated by how we have abused the natural world and fear doing even more damage than we have already. What went wrong? Well, in a word, sin. Sin is where we have disobeyed God and have refused to bear his image. Most humans in history have decided to worship something else. And in our mission from God to and if our mission from God is to bear his image, any time we put something else ahead of him, we are dehumanizing ourselves. We are being less human than God intended when we go worshiping other things than him whose image we bear. And because we are to see image bearers of God in others around us, we are dehumanizing ourselves and others if we fail to care about them, ignore their needs, or we tear them down. If we beat up on other people, be it with our fists or with our mouths, we are dehumanizing them and ourselves. God wanted to correct this problem. He wanted to make a way for us to be rehumanized, to be redeemed. And so, he himself came to us. God himself became human in Jesus of Nazareth to show us what a human is supposed to be like. Jesus showed love and mercy to the people who were suffering under their dehumanization. People who were selling their bodies for money, people who were making their living by cheating others, and people who were being cut off from the rest of humanity. And who was it that Jesus got mad at? Who were the people that he held fiery sermons for? Well, not those people who had been dehumanized. He held the fiery sermons against the people who were dehumanizing others and oppressing them by telling them that they had no access to their Creator. His was a message of rehumanization. This is God's mission in this world, and he wants to get every one of us involved in that. Having a humanizing influence in this world is not dependent on what job you do. Anywhere we are, we can spread the message of God's love and reconciliation. By the way, how many people here are looking forward to some vacation this summer and some recreation? I know I am. I think this word recreation is really, really neat. Break it down. It starts out with repeating something, doing it again, and then comes creation. Re-creation. When we rest, we gain new energy that we're able to move forward completely in a completely different way than if we had never rested. God is wanting to give us recreation, but not just a short nap or a short vacation to be able to go back into the grind and wear ourselves out again. He's wanting to renew our hearts. He's wanting to renew who we are. He's wanting to rehumanize us, to make us into the people that he intended for us to be. I got to reference one more verse. It's too good. 2 Corinthians 5:17. No, I don't have a... This is spontaneous, but 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed. He has become new. It's a wonderful, wonderful promise that God has given us. And in this sense, each and every one of us is on a mission from God. You have the opportunity to cooperate with your Creator. Let him recreate you, and give you new meaning in your life. And he wants to use you to rehumanize the human race and to restore us to the original purpose for which he made us. Yes, you are on a mission from God. Amen.